107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, Sydney, you know it's always a pleasure. Now, Sydney, we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. What do you have for us today for our recipe of the week?
Yes, so I know we must have some avid bakers out there listening in. So if that's you, listen up, because I have got a great new idea to help use up any leftover shortbread cookies that haven't found their forever home, or I guess rather their forever belly yet. So this week's recipe is holiday shortbread ice cream sandwiches.
Oh my goodness, Sydney. I think you've outdone yourself with this one. This sounds good. How do we put this one together?
I know many of us freeze our holiday baking anyways, so this recipe does just that, but in ice cream sandwich format. So you're going to take two shortbread cookies. These can be any size that you'd like, and put a spoonful of ice cream in between them. If you're feeling extra festive, the candy cane chocolate fudge crackle ice cream is a delicious option to put in between, or you can also opt for a vanilla as well. Then you're going to squish the top and bottom cookie together with the ice cream in the middle, and then roll them in your choice of topping. So you can do green or red sprinkles, mini chocolate chips, slivered almonds, or my favorite, crushed candy canes. So you can make as many of these ice cream sandwiches as you would like over the holidays and keep them in the freezer in an airtight container until you're ready to serve them.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Holiday shortbread ice cream sandwiches. Sign me up. We have, of course, we'll have the recipe shared on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Sydney, you do touch on a number of topics on your Facebook page, especially for folks concerned about maybe overindulging over the holidays.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're, you know, interested in how to reduce stress and guilt around food over the holidays, then you can find lots of tips on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, Your Dietitian at Zehrs.
Okay, we've got to check that out too. Now, Sydney, I know we have to let you go because you have a TV appearance that's happening. What's going on?
Yes, Jamie, I do. So you will see me today on CTV Calgary Morning Live, and I will be posting the link to that recording on my Facebook page, so be sure to check it out. Again, I will be speaking to just what you mentioned, you know, how to reduce feelings of stress and guilt around holiday eating, so I'll be sharing lots of tips on that.
Oh, Sydney, I knew we would lose you to television. There you go.
Never, Jamie. I love our conversations every Friday.
Now, Sydney, I have to ask, are you going to have the kittens on with you? This is the chance for their TV debut.
You know what? I think I probably will shut the door. I'm worried they might knock my laptop over or something like that.
Or it's going to be one of those great great YouTube moments where the kittens will come in, somehow open the door, and be a part of it.
Exactly.
Well, we look forward to that, and good luck with that. That sounds great. And Sydney, I know we're going to take a little bit of a holiday break for the rest of the year, but of course we'll chat again in the new year. So Sydney, I'll take this opportunity to wish you, and of course the kittens, you and your family, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks for these conversations.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamie. I wish, you know, yourself and everyone at the station and all of the listeners a very happy holiday as well. I hope everyone gets to enjoy some delicious food and make some great memories this holiday season.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie.